There's a group called Scholars for 911 Truth, I think, www.911truth.org, who are a bunch of American academics, pretty serious people, and they are convinced and offer what looks to me like pretty good evidence that the Twin Towers were demolished by explosions internally rather than planes crashing into them. It is not as simple as you can just dismiss all this as rubbish, because there's a lot of rubbish, of course. In the rubbish, there are little bits and pieces which have to be taken seriously.
And can you explain as to, I mean, we're instantly into very strange territory. And,
indeed.
Why would anyone wanted to have blow up the two buildings of the World Trade Center internally?
Well, internally. Well, I mean, at this point, of course, you're into speculation. Nobody's produced any evidence why this was done this way.
But your scholars on the internet, what was
they haven't yet. Well, they have various explanations to do with the needs of American foreign policy under the second George Bush. But that isn't the point, really. At this stage, they are still trying to make the case that the buildings were demolished rather than collapsed as a result of planes attacking them.
Do you not have to have a pretty, well, I was going to say warped view of politics and history? I mean, however much... whether you support George W. Bush or whether you think everything that he's done has been absolutely despicable, I've heard very few of his political opponents, even the most vociferous, say that he and his government would stoop so low as to have anything to do with 9/11 just because they wanted to launch a war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I personally don't buy the theory yet, because I haven't seen good enough evidence yet, but governments have stooped pretty low in the past, and American governments in particular have stooped pretty low, and we don't have to rehearse the history of post-war American imperialism.
But Robin, wouldn't it, I mean, if you take that 9/11 thing and you say that there are some fairly credible characters, some academics who back it, and they've set up a website and all the rest of it, but you could see their personal motivation, couldn't you? You could see their political belief structure as trying to make sense of it and trying to put, and being a credible figure, people might listen to it, but just being a credible figure doesn't mean it's right, that it's accurate.
Agreed.
But you can see a political bias. And I think in all of these conspiracy theories, there's a bias somewhere. There's a reason why the individual or that group want to create the conspiracy theory.
Let me bring in Chris Horrocks.